यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय श्री श्री राधा माधव जू की जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय श्रीमद भगवतम की जय जय ओम विष्णु पर परमहंस परिव्रज कचाज अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमान हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय इस्कॉन प्रतिष्ठा आचार्य जगत गुरु श्री प्रभुपाद की जय जय अनंत कोट वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की जय श्री लोचन दास ठाकुर त्रिभुवन महोत्सव दिति की जय प्रेम श्री घोष श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गरथा शिवा हरि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरि गोपदान की जय श्री वृंदावन धाम की नवदीप श्री मायपुताम की गंगमय की जय जामुनमय की जय भक्ति देव की जय तुलसी महारानी की जय श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन गौर भक्त वृंद की जय जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय ओ ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ओ ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ओ ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ओ ग्लोरी टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंग ग्लोरीज to Sri Prabhupada. So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter 9, text number 40. Prahlad pacifies the Lord with prayers. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jivaikato Achyuta Vikarshati Mavitripta Shishno Hanyatash Twag Udaram Shavanam Kutaschit Grano Hanyatash Chapala Drik Kva Cha Karma Shaktir Bhavihaya Sapatnya Evo Geha Patim Lunati Jivai Kato Chuta Birkashati Mavritta Matripta Shishno Anantyas Twagudaram Shravanam Kutasit Grahano Anantas Chapalat Rika Charkam Shakti Grahano Bhavya sapatnya iva geho patim lunati. Jive kato chuta vikara sati matra tripta. Shishno anantas tva gudaram shavanam kutas chit. Rahano nantas chapalad rikva cha karma shakti. Bhavya sapatnya iva giha patim lunati. Jivai kato chuta vikar shati mavitripta. Shishno anantas tva gudaram shravanam kutasyet. Rano anantas chapaladrika charma karma shakti. Bhavya sapnya iva giha patim lunati. Jivai kato chuta vikashati mavitripta. Shishno anantas tva gudaram shravanam kutasyet. Rano anantas chapala drikva karma shakti. Bhavya sapat. Yato chuta vikashati ma tripta. Shisno anantas tva gudaram shravanam kutasyet. Rano anantas chapala drikva cha karma shakti. Satapnanya iva geha patim lunati. Jivai kato achyuta vikashati mavitripta. Krishno anantas tva gudaram shravanam kutasyet. Anu anantas chapala drikshka shukama shakti. Bhavya satapna iva giha patim lunati. Any messages? Jiva kato achuta vikashati mavitripta. Krishna anantas tva gudaram shravanam kulasyet. Anantas chapala drikva cha karma shaktir. Bhavya sapatnya. Jiva, the tongue, ekata, to one side, achuta, O my infallible Lord, vikarshati, attracts, ma, me, avitripta, not being satisfied, shishna, the genitals, Anyata, to another side. Twak, the skin, for touching a soft thing. Udaram, the belly, for various types of food. Shravanam, the ear, for hearing some sweet music. Kutaschit, to some other side. Granaha, the nose, for smelling. Anyata, to still another side. Chapaladrik, the restless eyesight. Kvacha, somewhere. Karma Shakti, the active senses. Bhavya, many. Shapatnya, co-wives. Eva, like. Gihapatim, a householder. Lunanti, annihilates. Translation of Purport by His Divine Grace, the Bhacharanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. My dear Lord, O infallible one, my position is like that of a person who has many wives, all trying to attract him in their own way. For example, the tongue is attracted to palatable dishes, the genitals to sex with an attractive woman, and the sense of touch to contacts with soft things. The belly, although filled, still wants to eat more, and the ear, not attempting to hear about you, is generally attracted to cinema songs. The sense of smell is attracted to yet another side. The restless eyes are attracted to the scenes of sense gratification, and the active senses are attracted elsewhere. In this way, I am certainly embarrassed. Please repeat. My dear Lord, O infallible one, my position is like that of a person who has many wives, all trying to attract him in their own way. For example, the tongue is attracted to palatable dishes, the genitals to sex with an attractive woman, and the sense of touch to contact with soft things. The belly, although filled, still wants to eat more. And the ear, not attempting to hear about you, is generally attracted to cinema songs. The sense of smell is attracted to yet another side. The restless eyes are attracted to scenes of sense gratification. And the active senses are attracted elsewhere. In this way, I am certainly embarrassed. Purport. The human form of life is meant for God realization. But this process, which begins with Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, hearing and chanting of the holy name of the Lord, is disturbed as long as our senses are materially attracted. And therefore, devotional service means purifying the senses. In the contaminated state, our senses are covered by material sense gratification. And as long as one is not trained in purifying the senses, one cannot become a devotee. So here is Prabhupada's pointing out the human form of life is meant for self-realization. It's meant for tapasya, it's not meant for enjoying. But we're emphasizing on the enjoying part and forgotten the tapasya side of it. And here's the process that's been given, Prabhupada's giving here is the the process beginning with Shravanam Kirtan, hearing and chanting about Vishnu, about the holy names of the Lord. But here, very graphic examples that how the senses are constantly being attracted to the sense objects. Our only business, is saying, is hearing and chanting. That's the process for this age. But here we've been constantly being disturbed by the attraction to the senses, to the sense objects. When all we're supposed to be doing is chanting Hare Krishna. So it's no wonder we're embarrassed in this material world by the senses and mind. It's cheating us of our real purpose in life, our God realization. So Prahlad is pointing out that he's very much embarrassed to be in this situation. So the senses are like that. They're pulling. All the time pulling. Your eyes, nose, tongue, belly, genital, pulling. No time for chanting. No chance for chanting Hare Krishna. Even Guru's orders, sit down, chant Hare Krishna, japa, 16 rounds. It's so difficult to do that. How you can stop the mind from wandering here and there? It's simply supposed to be hearing the sound vibrations. Is the only instruction we get from Guru, positive instruction, chant Hare Krishna 16 times. And the mind comes and obstructs us, takes us away from our real purpose of life, takes us away from the execution of our Guru's order, his only instruction, at least for most people. So that's embarrassing, actually. We took so many vows, promising to chant 16 rounds every day. So it's embarrassing. We can't maintain because of the nature of the senses and the mind. Mind is the king of the senses. The mind is the relisher, the enjoyer. This is our situation. We want to be the enjoyer of this material world, controller. Imitating Krishna's position as the Bhokta, Bhoktaram, Jagatapasham, Sarvalokam Ashram, the controller, the owner, the enjoyer of everything. So the mind wants to enjoy all these different sense objects. The senses are attracted, and the mind is he's the king of the senses, he's the relisher. So this is our main identity, actually, with the mind, because mind is enjoying the different senses in the body. So that's what we want. So we are the mind is the king. And we have been cheated of our real purpose of life. We can't even sit down and enjoy. But it's from time immemorial, from the very beginning of creation, this is our situation. We've been bewildered, covered by the false ego principle, and the mind is identifying itself as the main enjoyer here, and habit is a second nature. Not only millions of births, we have habituated to understand that the mind is the enjoyer, but millions of universal lifetimes. These universes are come and going. We've been through so many universes again. So what to speak of the various types of life in each universe. But we've carried this same conception. The body's changed all the time. Every time this body dies, we get a new one. We've had millions and millions of changing bodies. But one thing doesn't change. The mind is not changing to this conception that I'm actually the enjoy. I'm the relisher of the senses through my senses, the sense object through my senses. So this is habit is second nature. So the mind is always bringing us back to sense gratification. Always. So and the mind is very stubborn. Krishna says it's very obstinate. And it doesn't want to be subordinate to anyone or anything else. Because whatever we decide, how we like to do something, we do it like that. We want to avoid something we don't like, we do that. We want to go somewhere where we do like, nobody can really interfere with this. And that body we take to our, that subtle body, that mind, goes to our next body. So this conception never even stops when you change body. The body is changing, but the conception of being the enjoyer of the situation, that never changes. So this is our conditioned nature from time immemorial. It's heavy, heavy, heavy conditioning to be the bhokta, the enjoyers. And I just want to do what I want to do, actually. We've always done it. We've experienced that. I desire things, I get them, I enjoy them. So this is the conception we're carrying with us. And Hare Krishna, we're chanting Hare Krishna, sometimes it's... Hare Krishna is a good background music for my plan making. So Prabhupada mentioned in... A couple of days ago. Yeah, this is in chapter 39. Prabhupada says, the entire Krishna consciousness movement is based on the principles of the Samkirtan movement inaugurated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, one who tries to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the medium of Sankirtan movement, he knows everything perfectly. So here is saying here the process is Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. This is the process in the age of Samkirtan. This is the Yuga Dharma. It's a sacrifice. Sankirtan Jagana. Jagana means sacrifice. And Krishna says, I am situated in acts of sacrifice. So specifically the Sankirtan Jagana, the Sankirtan sacrifice. He is very, very much situated there, being non-different than his own holy name. But it's also been indicated here that if one tries to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the medium of the Sankirtan movement, so the Sankirtan movement is a medium to understand Krishna. This is the purpose of the Jagannath, is to understand Krishna. So the Sankirtan mission is for understanding Krishna. So there are many people who do Sankirtan. I've heard it's becoming popular even in Western countries. They do Sankirtan, Hare Krishna Kirtan, and other Kirtans. It's becoming quite popular, I heard. But I don't know if the intention is to satisfy Krishna through the Sankirtan, if they're not really devotees of Krishna, but they're performing Sankirtan because it's nice, it makes them feel good doing Kirtan, which you should do. It's the holy names you're chanting. But it'll be a long time before they go back to Godhead if they're not chanting in the mood of the Sankirtan to please or in the purpose of trying to understand Krishna, Vishnu, through this process of Sankirtan. So, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission actually begins at this point. Chaitodarpana Marjanam, this is his instruction, first instruction. Out of six instructions he's left us, only the person he wrote, of course he gave us so many instructions. But the six, from Shikshastikam that he wrote as being of prime importance, at the very beginning it starts with Chaitodarpana Marjanam. This means purifying the heart, purifying the senses. So it begins at that point. Our senses are purified when we surrender to Krishna ultimately. So When we surrender to Krishna, according to Bhagavad Gita, then Srimad Bhagavatam should begin at that point in the mood of surrendering to Krishna. Now you can hear the glorify to Krishna and his devotees and their relationships and pastimes. But first, Chaitodarpana Marjanam, otherwise known as Brahmabhuta Prashanatma, means your heart is clean, you're not influenced by the modes of material nature, by all the pushing of the senses anymore. Peace of mind. Prabhupada said, just peace of mind, people don't know how beautiful that is in this material world, if you can just get peace of mind. That's a side product of chanting Hare Krishna. But nobody has peace of mind, nobody gets peace of mind in this world today. They talk about it a lot, peace of mind, but nobody actually gets it. Well, the mind becomes still. How long you can hold it, keeps still. So it begins at this point, purifying the heart by purifying the senses. And it's not so easy, because the material world is not made like that. It's meant to bewilder us. That's the whole program of the material world. Krishna's made it to bewilder us into thinking that it's an actual place of our enjoyment. So it's very, very difficult to conquer over the senses. Devi Yashi Gunamai Mama Maya Duratya. Because Krishna has given the order to Maya, you keep this living entity bound up. So she has a thankless task, Prabhupada said, of binding all the living entities to this material world. So therefore it's very difficult to control the senses. So Mahaprabhu was going to perform a nataka at Chandrasekhar's Bhavan there, where the Chaitanya Mat is. Chandrasekhar used to live there, the uncle of Mahaprabhu. Anyway, he said, we're going to perform a natak, and I'm going to become Lakshmiji. I'll play the role of Lakshmiji. Haridas, he played the policeman, was it? So they all had different roles to play. And Mahaprabhu said, yeah, we'll perform this. But no one, only those with completely controlled senses can come in. No one else can come in. We'll lock the doors. And only those with controlled senses, they can all come in. And we'll perform this nataka. Then on the way to Prabhu, he looked down humbly on the ground and he said, I don't think I can come then. Then Sribas also looked down and said, well, I was going to say the same thing too. I don't think I can come. So these are the Vishnu Tattva deities. And Sribas is Narad Muni. So there was a Mahaprabhu smiled, you know, seeing this. Anyway, he said, I'll make you all yogis for one day at least. You can all come as pure yogis with controlled senses. But just showing the how uncontrollable the senses are then. Even the Vishnu Tattva is to they're of course they're out of their humility, but they're showing how dangerous this material world is. So in the Navadvipa Dhamma Mahatmya, Sri Jiva Goswami is asking Nityananda Prabhu, people in the Dhamma here, they're committing sinful activities sometimes. So what is their destiny? What is the situation? How can they do that in the Dhamma? Just like that, Mayapur village, the killing cows. So with simple activities going on, how can this be? If this is the Dham, the transcendental world, how come simple activities are being performed here? And Sri Nityananda Prabhu said, there is a film, a material film that covers the Dham. And those who are not Krishna conscious, they can live on that covering, they can be on the covering of the Dham. He said that one who hasn't entered into a deep relationship with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his heart, he will be living on the film. As long as one hasn't made his connection with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, this is a very deep topic, Jiva, but anyone who hasn't made that relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his heart, he's living on the Dham, a film of the Dham. Even he's chanting Hare Krishna and he's posing and he's chanting Gauranga Nityananda. But however, by the association of devotees, and a person becomes more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, and offers respects to others without expecting honor for himself. In the association of the devotees, then very soon also he can also enter into a relationship with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's the situation. Even we're living in the Dham. This is the end of the line when you come to the Dham. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said those who are sincerely seeking love of Godhead, they find their resting place in Sri Dham Mayapur. So we come here taking shelter, but still if we haven't entered into that relationship in the heart of Lord Chaitanya, then it's considered we are living on the Dham, film of the Dham. So this is the dangerous situation we're in the material world. Even we made it to Mayapur, the end of the line of sojourn in the material world. But still it's so easy to blow it. By not controlling the senses and Prabhupada says in the purport, therefore devotional service means purifying the senses. In the conditioned state our senses are covered by material sense gratification. As long as one is not trained in purifying the senses, one cannot become a devotee. In our Krishna consciousness movement therefore we advise from the very beginning that one restrict the activities of the senses, especially the tongue, which is described by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur as most greedy and unconquerable. To stop this attraction of the tongue, one is authoritatively advised not to accept meat or similar uneatable things, nor allow the tongue to hanker after drink or smoke. Even the drinking of tea or coffee is not permitted. Similarly, the genitals must be restricted from illicit sex. Without such restraint of the senses, one cannot make advancement in Krishna consciousness. The only method of controlling the senses is to chant and hear the holy name of the Lord. Otherwise, one will always be disturbed, as a householder with more than one wife would be disturbed by them for sense gratification. So Prabhupada set the standard as the Acharya. He's given some do's and do nots, and especially here these four regulative principles, eating meat and intoxication, Which is very strict. The other sampradayas generally they take tea and coffee. Someone from the Sri Sampradaya, they were praising. They don't even take tea or coffee. So the other sampradayas are taking it. But Prabhupada, he set this standard. But meat eating, illicit sex, gambling, intoxication, things are not really spiritual. They're not spiritual. So how we'll get so much benefit from following these principles? Because a lot of people in the world, maybe in India especially, Gujarat, there are many, many devotees, and they don't eat meat, intoxication, those who are strictly following. But it doesn't mean it's necessarily spiritual. But the idea is that by following these four regular principles, it's the act of surrendering to the words of the pure devotee, of Srila Prabhupada. That makes it spiritual. We're surrendering to, he says, no illicit sex, no intoxication. We surrender to those words, and that makes it transcendental, because it's the words coming from Prabhupada's mouth, and we're doing it in the mood of a sacrifice to the words coming from the Guru Mukha Padma Bhaka Chiteti Kariyayaka, that we want our consciousness purified by the words coming from Prabhupada's mouth. So although we restrict these things, the spiritual side, spirituality part of it is its connection with coming from Prabhupada's mouth, and that purifies our consciousness and spiritualizes it. Prabhupada also says in yesterday's verse, Prabhupada says, to understand the Lord and His activities, one must free the mind from all contaminations of the material world. And this can be achieved by simply chanting the Lord's holy name. Thus one becomes free from all material bondage. Here, pointing out again, we must become free from all this contamination. We must become purified. And the process is chanting the holy name. So it seems to be indicating a lot. Purification. What for? We want liberation. Purification means liberation from unwanted things. But this is, liberation is not our goal. When the devotees were talking of the glories of the holy name, how it frees one from all sins by chanting Hare Krishna. And then there was an argument about that potency of the holy name. So they asked Haridas Thakur. And Haridas said, well, what to speak of? Becoming free from all sins, one even attains mukti. Just from the shadow, namabash, not even pure chanting, one can get liberation from chanting. But we understand that this is not our goal, but these will become as a side product of chanting Hare Krishna. Liberation will come automatically. There's no need for a separate endeavor. But many of our activities are performed for this purpose, for they're purifying. The ultimate purpose is actually so we can use our pure senses to serve Krishna and please Krishna. But all the different processes of yoga and different vanashrams, they're all purifying processes, you see. They're to help to one this progression in spiritual life and material life. And you progress from brahmacharya to vanaprastha, grihastha, sannyas, to from sudra to vaishya to from Brahman to Paramatma to Bhagavan. So it's all progressive, all progressive stuff to purify our existence in the material world. So all of these processes, so I like that. But factually, in the Kali Yuga, only the chanting the holy names will be effective. The other processes are not powerful enough to counteract the age of Kali. But the holy name is powerful enough because it's Krishna himself. So Krishna said, I will come myself and in the form of my holy name, and then we can counteract the poisonous effect of Kali. So the purpose of the Sankirtan movement is to understand Krishna. The means and the end are the same in devotional service. As Prabhupada said, the Hare Krishna, the Sankirtan movement, the purpose of the Sankirtan movement is to understand Krishna. And it just so happens that that medium, Prabhupada was talking about, Sankirtan is the medium for understanding Krishna. So it just so happens that the medium is Krishna. The medium is Hare Krishna. That's also Krishna. So the means and the end are the same. The means is chanting Hare Krishna, and the end is chanting Hare Krishna. When they ask Prabhupada, what do you do when you chant Hare Krishna? What is the purpose of that? And Prabhupada said, yes, the purpose is to chant more. We chant Hare Krishna now. The purpose is to chant more Hare Krishna. So the means and the end are the same. Where the other processes, the means and the goal are different. They're following different processes, but it's different from the goal. So in Srimad Bhagavatam it mentioned, one should find the process of self-realization and follow that process until he's self-realized. Then he should not fail to give up the process once he's achieved his realization. So you give up the means. But in bhakti yoga, in devotional service, in Sankirtan, the means and the end are the same. So when we are chanting now Hare Krishna, we're going back to Godhead. When we go back to Godhead, we chant Hare Krishna there. We're doing exactly the same thing. So the means and the end are the same in the process of devotional service. So therefore, this is the only thing that's going to work in the Kali Yuga, is taking complete shelter of the holy name. That's what's going to, by the grace of the Holy Name, is going to help us to control our mind, control our senses. Nashtiva, nashtiva, nashtiva. There is no other way to control and set by the process of Harinam Sankirtan. So chant Hare Krishna now, you go back to Godhead, you're doing the same thing. The spiritual world is made of Hare Krishna. In Prabhupada's translation of the Maha Mantra, O energy of the Lord, O Radha, please engage us in the service of the Lord, Krishna, Ram. So that's all that goes on in the spiritual world. Everyone is chanting, it's all made of Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, please, O energy, O Radha, please engage us in Krishna's service. That's all that's going on in Vrindavan. Everything is uniting Radha and Krishna, then separating them. This is the picture of Vrindavan. Bringing Radha and Krishna together, is separating and bringing them together, separate them. That's the picture of Vrindavan. Krishna is enjoying all of these different relationships during this, and moods, Vipalamba and Sambhoga. So the spiritual world is made of Hare Krishna, because that's factually what's going on there. O Radha, please engage us in the service of Krishna. Personification. Chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Ram Hare Ram Ram Ram. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Nitai Go Premanandi. I could say a little bit about Lochanadas Thakur. He was born very closely. He was born in Katwa, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, so it's not far from here, in the Burdwan district. And he was initiated by Narahari Thakur from Srikant. And when he went to live with him. After initiation, he spent most of his time with him. He was always detached from material world, and he became a great follower and preacher of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult. And when he was get married, his parents got him married when he was with, like when they're small, quite small children. So then his wife was living at home, and Narahari was, Lochanadas Thakur, he was spending all of his time with the devotees. And then it became time for the girl was grown up, then she can move to the home of the husband. So the in-laws, they told Narahari that Lochanadas, you know, his wife's, now they're older, they can start living together now. So you can please tell him. So then Narahari, he told Lochanadas Thakur that you should go and see your in-laws, you know, because now you're of age, you can live together. So he went to the village nearby, but he forgot where she lived. He was like, such a long time ago. He went there when the marriage took place. It was such a long time ago. He couldn't remember where the house was. So he asked some girls in the street, and he said, "Mataji, can you please tell me where the house?" Said, "Okay." So then he went to the house, and it just happens that that girl was his wife. But he said, "You know, I address you as Mataji, mother." So from that time on, she had that relationship. I accepted you as my mother. So, so like that, he was very renounced and spent all of his life in a mood of renunciation. Today is the disappearance. And he wrote Chaitanya Mangala. Most it's taken from Murari Gupta's diaries that he kept. He wrote some nice songs glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and glorifying his Narahari Shakar as a great devotee of Mahaprabhu. We always used to relate him to Mahaprabhu being so great, but he forgot to emphasize, or he didn't forget, but he didn't emphasize Nityananda so much, but rather Gauranga. And so he thought, maybe I committed some offense by neglecting Nityananda Prabhu, so I'll write some songs about Nityananda. So then he wrote some of these very nice famous bhajans that we have, Nitai Gunamani Amai, and Akaroda Paramananda Nityananda, write this one. And Paramakaruna, famous song. And it's what we've been talking about today. The two lords, Nityananda and Gauranga, are most compassionate of all incarnations of Godhead. They are most perfect for they are a unique source of joy. Pray, O brother, pray with great faith to Chaitanya Nitya. Give up the objects of sense gratification. Absorb yourself in the flavors of their divine mood and use your tongue to sing the name of Hari. Just look, O my brothers, there are no more compassionate benefactors than Gauranitai anywhere in the three worlds. Even the birds and beasts' hearts melt and stones crumble when they hear their virtues. I have fallen into the worldly life completely absorbed in mundane pursuit. The God of judgment is making me suffer the consequences of my acts. So sings Lochana Das. Parama koruna bahudu vijana nitai gora chan. Parama koruna bahudu vijana nitai gora chan. Sabaravatara sarashiramani kevalarananda kandi. Sabayavatara sarashiramani kevalarayam. O bhaja bhaja bhai chaitanya nitaye suridha vivasa kauri. O bhaja bhaja bhai chaitanya nitaye suridha vivasa kauri. Bishaya kauriya Shera samajiya mukha bala hari hari. Yachariya shera samajiya mukha bala hari hari. Ode kori bai chubhavani nai emana dayalu data. Deko vibhai tribhuvani nahe hemona daya. O pashu paki juri pashana vidare shoni jana guna gata. Pashu paki juri pashana vidare Suni Chandra Gunagata. O Samsara Majiya Rahila Prahiya Shepadi Nahila Asha. O Samsara Majiya Rahila Prahiya Shepadi Nahila Apanakarama Punjaya Shamana Vailochana Dasa. Apanakaruna Punjaya Kailochana Dasa. Shilochana Das Thakur ki jai. Hare Krishna. Any comment, question? Ramila Mataji. In Krishna Leela. No, I don't know. It doesn't mention here. I'm not sure if it's. Usually he mentions more the what they're at Krishna Leela, but he, in the Lochan Das Thakur he doesn't mention. But maybe in Gaurgana Dashatipika. Okay. Hare Krishna. Means and the end are the same. Sounds like? It means giving up. Sounds like you give up the means, the devotion. Not exactly giving up. Not exactly giving up. Because the deity is the same person that's in your heart anyway. Are you realizing that you can see, Kapila Muni is speaking that in, as a deity worship as a means of self-realization. That was specifically the goal of the deity worship. But if you can deity worship, Acharan is one of the nine angas of bhakti. So if you do deity worship, then you can realize Krishna, and the deity is non-difference anyway. So that's bhakti. But it doesn't mean you give up the deity if you worship the deity and then. Yeah, that's called Archana Siddhi. You get the perfection of performing deity worship. And you realize Krishna is the deity. Krishna is in the heart of myself and others. So it's not exactly giving up the deity. But as a process of self-realization, then Kapila Muni is saying then, he's saying there's no need for the deity. Because that the deity is in your heart anyway now and in the heart of others. He's everywhere, so the same as deity that's in the temple, but you're with him all the time wherever you are, you're feeling his presence everywhere. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like
doesn't mean we are giving up the deity worship when we achieve self-realization. Just
like another person, see what was in another. Yeah, they never get, yeah. Blessed it is that servant who never gives up his master. Thank you. Hare Krishna.